Well, 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 everybody. We're back with Coach's Tuck Radio. We are rolling with episode 52. Damn, it's been a while, folks. I think our last episode was with Ben Skutnik back in August, and it's December. Whoops, there goes consistency. Well, you know what? It may be an excuse, but life happens, and I had other more pressing issues than the podcast, for better or for worse, that needed to be tended to. All good stuff, some of which may or may talk about as time goes on. But here we are. We're starting back up, coming into the new year, 2019. So this episode is just more of a, hey, here we are. We're back. Kind of an announcement thing, but also just to give you a little bit of content, some nuggets, if you will. It's going to be short and sweet, but kind of let you know, you know, if we're going to summarize a 2018 and what I've learned, the biggest, single biggest thing that I've learned, it's this. You can't go at it alone. You can't go at it alone. Whether it's life, training, business, family, when you need help, seek it. When you're offered help, take it. So, just to give you some more context of, you know, why is that a big learning experience for me? So I've been open. Delta Weightlifting has been open for about 3.5 years, June 1st of 2015. And up until very recently, I was really a one-man shop. You know, doing all the coaching, the business, you know, you name it. Yeah, I've had some help here and there sprinkled in with some of my athletes filling in when if I needed it and when they could. But again, largely from an operational standpoint and you know, coaching largely the members, so more or less it's a one-man shop. And to be honest, that shit wore me to the bone. And everything kind of came to a head after kind of our last our last episode 51 back in August and September. That was kind of a an 8 mile moment for me, if you will, where it was a make or break situation where I had to make some drastic changes or else I was I was going to make it. I was going to just throw in the towel and say, F it. But I'm not a quitter. And I like to think that a positive aspect or a strength of mine is self-awareness. And it was very aware to me that I couldn't do this just by myself anymore. I needed to seek out help. And I needed to bring in help. So I ended up hiring a business coach, you know, just like as an athlete, in order to progress and get every ounce of potential squeezed out of you. You need that with the help of a coach. Same thing in business, especially for us gym owners who are typically coaches. You know, we're really good at coaching. But, you know, business isn't our forte. And it's been hiring a business coach, a business mentor, has been huge. You know, I've learned more on the gym business side on how to not just have a gym to, you know, as a hobby or a way to facilitate my coaching needs and desires and wants, but learned more from just a straight, you know, entrepreneurship and business standpoint. Learned more in these past 3.5 months, 4 months than I ever did with a with my business minor. So what it allowed me to do was create, lay the foundation or relay the foundation, set some roles, tasks, some operational systems, and it allowed me to bring in more help and hired more coaches. I was getting to a point where I was coaching so much, not only could I not focus or have time dedicated to working on the business, let alone spend time with my family, I was coaching so much I couldn't even focus on coaching. And now I'm in a position because I seeked out help and I realized I can't do this alone. I have freed myself up. I'm delegating more coaching hours to my coaches, to a staff of coaches. So that's been a cool experience of, leading a team is different than leading a staff. Developing an athlete is different than developing a coach or developing a staff. And that's been an incredible experience for me. And a very fulfilling one. But through this process, our business is starting to hum. I have more energy. I'm spending more time with my family, most importantly, and I'm able to focus on not just on the business, but on coaching. I have the energy. I have more to give. And that's a win for everyone. Now, thinking that I could do it all by myself and grind, the grind, man, F that. Typically those people that promote, I'm on the grind, they're probably not to begin with. Why? Because those that actually are grinding shut the F up and suffer in silence. Well, those are the real grinders. But it takes its toll. By thinking you can do it on your own, you're spread so thin, you have nothing to give. And that's not good for anyone. That's something that I realized, and it was a problem. And I've since fixed it, but again, the biggest learning experience or biggest learning point for 2018 for me is just that. Can't do it alone. When you need help, seek it. When you're offered help, take it. It takes a village. So on that note, that's it. I told you this was a short and sweet one, running on 8.5 minutes. Damn. But I want you to look forward to what we got going on. Next week, we got a great guest. Who is it? Me. So we're going to do a test a new format where, at least for this one, where I'm being interviewed. So I don't know what to expect. I'm not going to look at any of the questions, but it's going to be, I told Aaron, one of my coaches who's going to be interviewing me, I told him everything's on the table, nothing's off. It can be coaching related, business related, family related, whatever it is, let's go. So I'm really looking forward to that episode. And that's going to essentially be the first official episode of 2019. So keep your eyes peeled on the iTunes stuff. So something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to it. And then we're hoping to continue, jump back on that consistency train of once a week. Whether it's just me talking about training or business stuff or bringing in some more great guests. All right. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at Delta_weightlifting. Check out our website. We've made some changes. We're also doing a free newsletter, and we set up part of my work with my business coach, set up an email system where it gives you some updates on when we update our blog with some great articles. So if you want to jump on that, head over to our website, sign up. It's free. DeltaWeightlifting.com. Doesn't get much easier than that. And on that note, I'm out. Peace.